Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and this is part two with our very dear friends, Brad and Letitia Hawkins from Arvada, from Colorado, Denver. They're part of our circle here, and we love them, be with them, and they're receiving and giving it away. And last week they shared about, they have two, why don't you describe again your two venues. Tell us what kind of size are they, and how many people can you hold at once? And so people that are looking for particularly even distance opportunities here in Colorado, this could be a great place for weddings. So what? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Destination wedding, yeah. Too, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, we have two. One is in Westminster, and it's a big 10,000 square foot converted barn, and it's really, I really like it. It's got all those polished floors and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's called Church Ranch Event Center. Mm. And we've got 4 acres out back with walking paths and seven waterfalls and big trees. And it's just a great place to hang out. Big fire pit. What we love going over there just to hang out and sit at the fire pit. So that's, that's that place. And then we have another place in Golden called Table Mountain Meetings and Events. And it's also about 10,000 square feet, but it's divided up a little bit differently. We have a big conference room that holds about 20 people. And we've got a big training room that does about 50 people or so for training. And then we have a big ballroom, same style as the other with polished floors, that does about 200 people. The other one does about 500 people, but this one does about 200 people. And then we also have about a half of an acre of about a 7-foot waterfall and big, beautiful flowers. And it's just a great place to hang out as well. Actually, it's really close to our house. And so, Tish and I will take the dogs over there when there's not an event and let them run around the waterfall and the river. And, and we just sit at the fire pit and have dinner. And it's our fun little getaway. So,
yeah,
that sounds lovely.
Well, I think that when you have an event, you should take them over and see what happens. you want to surprise your guests, you know, why not? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Might be a surprise.
Yeah, that's fun. Well, thank you again for sharing a beautiful story of how you walk through COVID and the honor that God has given you now in the community for just being who you are, reflecting the very nature of God, which is, you know, again, I just can't say enough about that, that I believe that's such a part of our life. If we live the life of God, we will reflect the truth of God, and God is actually attractive to people. And honorable, and that they're actually now selecting you to come and teach others just how to do business, you know, and what a beautiful thing. And I know the Tish has gone through a foot issue that she's been working on healing. And so why don't you, I know that walking through healing for everybody is not an easy thing to do. And so tell us what happened and how have you been walking through, literally walking through, you know, getting your foot healed and how that's going and, you know, some of the process with that of walking with God with that.
So about 7 weeks ago, I had foot surgery and, nothing exciting. It was just a bunion, but, it is a big surgery and it takes, has taken longer for healing than I had thought. But at the beginning you had, suggested that I be abiding on in Jeremiah 33. And that whole passage that you gave me, about 2 years ago, I had got the same passage. And so going through it again had been good because a lot of the things from that passage haven't really come to fruition yet. But that very first verse, verse 6, behold, I will bring health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. And I feel like through this, I definitely have had to learn about peace. I feel like I've spent a lot of time sitting, and I feel like it has been good because I've had to take a lot of time just to spend time with the Lord and him revealing his peace and his truth to me through that, even while in pain and not able to do my regular stuff, but it definitely has been good to just slow me down. And I have kind of felt that at some point during this, because I've felt like the Lord has talked to me a lot about waiting, and that's been something that I've been doing for a long time, and was feeling kind of discouraged by it. But I had read something that the Hebrew word wait means intertwined. And the example that the person had given was that it was like a three-legged race, and that you tie up to God and then you get in sync with God, and that's how you renew your strength, and that's how you get peace and joy and all those things, is that you're tied up to God, and it is a journey. And so continuing on the race, but tied up to God, which is abiding. That is, but I loved that picture of just that we're tied up and moving forward. And sometimes I might trip a little bit and not be in sync, but continuing to try to make it more that it's a flow.
And as you're experiencing that, which is going to be normal for all of us, what did that, how did that work that you recognize, well, I'm not quite in step, but I need to get in step. How did you process that so that you did wind up in step? Because I think that is, by the way, Kathy and I, we actually talked about this at a podcast just recently about waiting. Same thing as you're dancing with God, you're intertwined with God, you're getting in step with God. It's not a passive stopping. It's actually moving. How did that work for you with both when you kind of recognize, hey, I'm not quite in step, and then how did you get into step?
Well, I think it's everyday journey in that there's some days that I feel like I've been in step a lot more. But I think from the very first time of abiding, it had really struck me that God lights our path, but it is just like one step at a time. And instead of trying to race ahead, which I think sometimes happens when you get tired of waiting, but coming back and sitting where you are and having just making sure that you're in the peace and in the joy that God wants you to be as you're taking the step by step and not trying to get ahead of yourself. And so I feel like that That has been a bigger thing for me to not try to get ahead of myself, not get ahead of God, His timing.
Well, one of the things that I know that we've talked about is the fact that, a lot of times God will tell us, give us a step to make, to do, and then you naturally go to outcome, saying, well, he's telling me to do this, so therefore this is going to happen. And but yet that may happen, but it may happen after 10 more steps. But the objective is to be able to take the step and allow God's outcome to be, and not try to superimpose ours. And I know that her healing has taken longer than she has expected it to, which, to be 100% honest, I kind of love, because she naturally runs at about 1,000 RPMs, and it kind of lets me keep up with her a little bit. But the thing is that when she is going through this healing, she expected the outcome to be much faster, and then to be able to step back and say, okay, well, this step is okay. I trust the step is in line with God's will. I don't need to figure out my outcome. And I've watched her go through this journey where sometimes she's a little frustrated, and sometimes she's like perfectly at peace. And that's been fun to see more and more her staying just in peace, letting the outcome be God's opinion. So.
So what I heard you both say is that when you get out of step, usually it's because you want to move faster. And God's actually saying, no, I'm not going to allow you to move faster. You're going to have to go slower and just focus on the next step. Just take a step. Don't go faster. And I know that's hard for all of us because we want to get going, and now you're going to have to walk with me. And I'm sure. Well, particularly when you thought it was going to be, it was the whole thing was going to be faster, and it wasn't. It's like you have to learn to get in step. And then, Brad, you said something significant, and that is that instead of the step, we focus on the outcome. And then when we don't get the outcome we thought, then we try to take a different step. And so it's really just no, just stay with me. I'll provide the outcome. Trust me, you just stay in step, So those are two great, great lessons. And by the way, Letitia, how's it going? Where are you? Is it all coming together, getting healed? How you feeling?
I just this week got the clearance to be in shoes to be in. So
Yay.
I'm in two shoes, so it's going.
She's still limping around a little bit, but it's nice to see her in actual shoes. So
I bet that was hard, wasn't it? Because you was that means you're in a boot or something, or wow. So you couldn't go fast at
It could not go fast, so
she
they
just
definitely had
clomped around the house.
take it slow.
What's next that will you'll get completely normal and you won't even feel it anymore?
That's supposed to be the outcome. So hopefully, I think probably another month of kind of getting used to walking and just doing all that. So, but
Do you have to do exercises or certain things you got to do to walk or to stretch or would do something
yeah,
to?
stretches and so yeah. It'll all be good.
Yeah. Would you say there's been any sweet surprises in the slowdown? Anything that you can say, just the fact that God did slow you down, there's been some gifts in that.
I think just having time to read and to just be slow. I think that has been a gift, because usually I am going and going and going, and to just sit and if I want to sit for an hour and listen to music, or if I want to sit for an hour and read or do that, it's that force that I do have to sit down. And I think that has just been really nice and a gift.
I'll tell you the gift for me. I know this may sound a little strange, but my wife has never let me serve her. She serves everybody all the time. And it has been a blast for me to serve her and to take care of her and to and it's hard for her. She hates it, but to be able to bring her food or bring her coffee or bring her, whatever it is. And it was super nice that she was locked upstairs for gosh, a long time. She couldn't even make it down the stairs unless I basically carried her down, which let me destroy the kitchen and she didn't even panic.
She didn't even know.
It was like I might be downstairs longer than you think, but I've got a kitchen to clean up. So, but it was really a fun thing. I enjoyed being able to serve her when, in my mind, she deserves to be served. She spent a lifetime serving others, and so it was really kind of a fun thing for me. So.
That's actually another gift that God gave me, is that before it happened, before my surgery, I had actually felt like the Lord say that I needed to let people serve me, and that I needed to be okay with that. And I had a friend that put together meals for us, and I really had been like, we don't need that. But I had felt like the Lord say, no, you need to take what people are giving you and be thankful for it and allow people to do that for you and not be upset about it or not think that you don't deserve it, but just to allow that to happen. So I do feel like that was a gift from friends and gift from Brad and gifts that having allowing others to serve. That's
Yeah,
beautiful.
that's really beautiful. It is beautiful. Well, we're excited for what you've learned, and we'll pray that you continue to enjoy the new pace, that you stay in that pace. And the one thing that you said in out of Jeremiah is, "I'll teach you peace and truth." And I just pray that you'll actually really receive that now the rest of your life. So we're excited about that, and you get healed up so that you can fully walk. And I know you guys have another business. You're going through a variety of choices that your decisions you need to make about that. I mean, you don't need to go Brad into all too much detail, but how are you, since you have some choices about that business, not your venue business but the different business, what how are you approaching that as you're trying to discern God's will? That's another thing that's right in front of you guys. How's it going with that, and how are you approaching that?
It is a little bit exciting and fun looking at the different things that have opened up from this conversation. So the business is SaferNet, and it's an endpoint cybersecurity company. And the conversation started with a MSP or a different cybersecurity type company looking at what we were providing, and they were interested in maybe buying it. And I just went to the Lord and wanted to know, gosh, what should we do? We even talked, Rich, and you said you should pursue what that would look like, take the step. And so we were taking steps one at a time, and everything went dark and quiet, which really surprised me. And I'd reach out and set up a lunch or whatever, and just to discover what was happening. And God just said, "Take it easy. It doesn't matter. Just let it go and see, because I've got reasons." And anyway, to make a long story short, it's come back that we were not doing everything that they needed. I discussed that with my developers, and it was a simple little twist of our product to to do that. And so we revived, and that was part of our long-term plan anyway. And so we revived that piece, and we have that piece coming out. But it was also that they didn't really have the funds to buy what they were say they were going to buy. And they were embarrassed about it. And so that's why they were going dark, and they were trying to come up with reasons and excuses to avoid even some goofy little accusations, and God just told me to ignore the accusations. And so when we went back to have that conversation, they are now wanting us to complete this, and now they want to license this product from us, which would really put they have inroads into areas that I never had access to. And it could doubly, maybe even triple the size of the company. And it also puts us in a place to make us even more attractive to a sale of another type of company. So it's been interesting watching the journey, and there's not even been a lot of decisions or choices that I needed to make. It just was, I sit back and these people just keep coming back, painting the path, and I just go to God, and He says, "Yeah, take that next step, take the next step." And there's really been an interesting process that I see that God's got things under control, even when I'm not used to running a company where I'm not making the decisions. I just sit back and let it happen, and then ask God if that's okay, and He says, "Yes, take the next step." So, yes, to answer your question, it's really been a point very much like the waiting that we're talking about in the healing, because I tend to try to make things happen, and God is just saying, "Don't make this happen. Just allow it to happen." So.
Well, and you say, and this is, it's interesting, that you said, well, I haven't had a lot of big decisions, but in essence, you have, and here's why. Because you said there was something going on. You could have reacted in a certain way, which would have been normal. And God says, no, do not react that way at all, actually. Just let it go. Well, that's a gigantic decision that you received. Didn't seem very big, but had you think about it the opposite, see, and if you would have done something, you could have turned the whole course into something completely different. That it didn't look like a big decision, but to God, it was an important decision. And you listened and see where Kathy and I have been talking about hearing God's voice. You even didn't say, "What should I do?" You just heard Him say, "Let that go." And that doesn't seem very big, but it's gigantic. See, and it's so beautiful that you have a heart to hear. You did hear, and you didn't have any trouble responding that way. Like, okay, because you didn't even debate it. You just said, okay, why? Well, and talk about why are you willing to follow what God tells you?
Well, I can tell you, if I just stop getting in my own way and do what he says. Exactly. I mean, I think I said it earlier. God knows everything going forward. He knows everything going backwards. You can ask my wife, I don't have a memory that comprehends everything that I need to remember to make the right decision. But he does. He understands everything. And so it's so much easier if I just trust that. And to do that, I've got to be able to lay down my pride. I've got to be able to accept and trust what he has to say, and have confidence that I heard correctly. But when I do that, my world is just peaceful. And it's and if the thing blew apart before I started my abiding, I would be like, oh, what did I do wrong? How could I have done that different? And now, if it blows apart, I'm going to look at it and say, God had a perfect plan. And I've met all kinds of amazing people through this journey. And then it very well could be introducing me to two new lines of operations. Or I was meeting the head of cybersecurity in our US government because of this. And some of the other things that have happened, I can see where God's placing all these little pieces, and my job's just to step through them and maintain peace and joy and love and let that happen. Now, I can't
That's
say I
good.
do it perfectly all the time, but it's my intent. So I maybe will do it better than I did before. So.
Well, it's just the it's really the excitement, the adventure is, this ought to be interesting. So it's going to be fun to, let you come back and share some of the new stories of, what happened to your business and how did, getting connected up with the US government, what did that lead to? And it's always, this is life, it's just step by step by step and interesting things coming up. So thank you so much for sharing that. We'll be praying. And Father, we do pray. We pray for Letitia right now with her healing and that she would keep her new pace and be willing to receive as well as she openly gives away, and for Brad to support that as well as to trust you in this business scenario, what's next and how to enjoy it next, and following what you have to say. And may we all learn this. We can see it in their face. We can hear it in their heart. They're having a joy. And we so want to experience that as well. And we praise you and thank you for that in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you guys so much. We will be very excited. Tell Ben we're excited to have them on. And they said it's going to be one heck of a story. So I can hardly wait to hear about that. So,
Yeah, looking forward
I
to it.
look forward to hearing what you have to say, and you might reserve a couple of spots for them because it'll be a multifaceted journey for you.
Excellent. Oh, this now you've baited us really well. I can't wait.
So God bless you guys. We do pray blessing over you, and we look forward to seeing you soon. And Brad, you and I are going to be talking this week, so we'll be looking forward to that.
Excellent.
Thanks so
Okay,
much
thank
for
you.
joining us, everyone. Take care. We look forward to seeing you next time.
See you then.
All right. Bye, guys.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.